Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Happy New Year, church. Or rather, I would say Happy New You. I pray that a new you shall emerge even this new year in the name of Jesus. Amen. Shall we bow our heart as we take this worship together? All the glory must be to the Lord, for he is worthy of our praise. No man on earth should give glory to himself. All the glory must be to the Lord. Hallelujah. All the glory must be to the Lord. He is worthy of our praise. No man on earth should give glory to himself. All the glory must be to the Lord. Father, we thank you. We return all the glory to you, for no man can share in your glory. Thank you, Lord, for your church. Thank you, Lord, because the church is marching forward and the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. Thank you, Lord, for the leadership of the church. Thank you, Lord, for all the members. Thank you, Lord, over all the youth and young adults. Thank you, Lord, for their growth. Thank you, Lord, for their advancement. Thank you, Lord, for their development. Thank you, Lord, for the success of the retreat that was ended yesterday. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because we sat at your feet and you gave us instructions that we need in order for us to become great in life. Glory be to your holy name. Be thou exalted, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for all the families represented on the line today. Thank you, Lord, for those who are watching on Facebook. Thank you, Lord, because we know that you will bless us again. Glory to your holy name. Father, during this word session, we hand it over to you. Our Father and our God, we pray, speak to our heart in the name of Jesus. I decree every wandering spirit that makes people not to profit from your word, I arrest you today in the name of Jesus. I speak, Lord Almighty, that Lord, every false power, every spirit that makes people to wander around, that makes their heart to wander, making the world to be of none effect. Today, in the name of Jesus, I command you to be arrested in the name of Jesus. Lord, I submit myself to you. Speak through me. I am just a vessel. I am just a vessel. If you don't speak through me, people will hear nonsense. So, Lord, today I submit myself humbly. Speak through me in the name of Jesus. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations in my heart be acceptable before you. And by the time we are done with this teaching, let all the glory be to you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen. 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 I want to thank God for the success of the retreat that we completed yesterday. And I want to deeply appreciate our fathers in the Lord for making our time out of their busy schedule to be there. Of course, we want to appreciate Pastor Chris Ogunleye. I want to appreciate Baba Pastor Mike Ajayi. I want to appreciate everyone that partook of it. We saw online several people, several of our parents that were online to also grace what the Lord is doing in the youth department. And we just say thank you. We pray that as we continue to rejoice over all your seats, that you have no cause to sorrow over them in the name of Jesus. I want to encourage a lot of our parents, please. Whenever there is a program of sorts, please encourage your children to be there. The Bible says Jesus wept over Jerusalem. Why? Because they knew not their time of visitation. It will be a tragedy, God forbid, that outsiders are coming to come get blessed from where you are, and you are not getting any better. Of course, you know, of course, for those who are not, we had a lot of people from Canada, amazing people. We couldn't believe it. They joined. However, we have people that wouldn't be, whatever reason. Please, whenever opportunity presents, be there, because you don't know where you will be what you will do, for God to transform your life. I pray that opportunity will not pass us by in Jesus' name. Amen. And by the grace of God, this today, as you know, we ended the retreat. I was praying and trusting God, Lord, what do you have for the people again today? The Lord was laying strongly on my spirit to re-echo the same thing we did in the course of the retreat. Of course, we had amazing ministers, wonderful men and women of God, both in our church and across North America that the Lord has blessed us with, that the Lord used to bless us. And he just told me to put like a summary of all they said and present it to the church. So today, by the grace of God, the topic of my sermon, very short, is access to divine secrets. Access to divine secrets. Again, the topic, the title of the sermon this morning is access to divine secrets. Earlier during the Bible reading, we read in the book of Daniel chapter 2 about a king, Nebuchadnezzar. He had a troubling dream. In fact, it was so funny that he didn't just only was troubled in the dream. He couldn't remember the dream. But then he resorted to speaking to all of the magicians, all of the astrologers, the wise men in his city. And he gave them instruction. I had a dream. I can't remember my dream. I give you responsibility. Go out and find my dream. And not only the dream and the interpretation. That is very absurd. Who does that? How can you not remember? If you are asking for the interpretation, it's okay. Just tell us the dream and we'll get you the interpretation. But nobody, they said, nobody on earth can do this. How can I know what you dreamt when I wasn't there in your dreamland? But then they consulted some sons of God. They consulted Daniel. And Daniel said, please give me time. Give me time. For though you have forgotten, but there is a God in heaven who is a revealer of mysteries. He is God and he reveals deep, deep things. The Bible speaking in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9. The Lord speaking through Paul there. He said, but it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Verse 10. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of Christ. All right? Now, in verse 11, it says, for what man knoweth the things of a man? How can I know what is in a man? Except the spirit of that man is in him. Even so is the things of God no man can know except the Spirit of God in him. Access to divine secrets. Very quickly, what are divine secrets? Divine secrets are treasured assets. And you know, in the course of the retreat, while several of our ministers were ministering, I just recall several years ago as a teenager, my mom, God bless her, and I know this applies to several parents too, when they buy plates at Bounje, there are certain plates we use for regular food. But then there are certain ones that are kept in a secure place for special occasions. It is only when we have guests, my mom would bring some of those things. And sometimes I wonder, I'm like, Kinia Inche, are you trying to let these people know that they are more special than we in the house? We use regular plates, we wash them, and we use them again. But for these occasions, for these special people, she brings it out from a secret place. Now, secret things are like assets that are treasured and they are kept from public knowledge. They are kept from public knowledge. I want us to know that one secret is enough to turn a life around forever. All the magicians, all the astrologers, they would have been killed by the king Nebuchadnezzar. But because Daniel was able to access the secret, he preserved them from decaying. He preserved them from death. I am praying in the name of Jesus that especially amongst our youth and young adults, God will begin to raise men and women among them that would uncover secrets that will preserve generations in the name of Jesus. Amen. Secrets are things that are treasured. You don't find them anywhere. You don't find them in commonplace. One of the reasons, while I was researching several years ago, I found out Coca-Cola. For example, when you taste Coca-Cola, my wife loves Coca-Cola. When you taste Coca-Cola and you taste Pepsi, you discover there's a difference in their taste. Because research has confirmed that there is a secret recipe Coca-Cola is using. Until date, I'm not sure they have released the recipe to anybody. That's why if it's not Coca-Cola, it can never be Coca-Cola. Please, I'm not advertising any brand here. I'm just trying to make us know that when we have access to secrets, it makes us unique. It makes us stand out. It makes us to be sought after. Divine secrets. Daniel unraveled a secret in a night vision. The Bible says in verse 19, Daniel chapter 2 and verse 19, when the matter was so urgent, look at what Daniel said. Let me read from verse 17. Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Ananias, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, speaking about keeping the right company, that they would desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning the secret. I want us to know only God can reveal secrets, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then verse 19, then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. I want to pause there for a little bit. Please understand, secrets and mysteries are revealed in very secluded place. We'll get there in a short while. If Daniel and his friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, if they are the kind that sleep from 10 p.m., 9 p.m. till 8 a.m., I bet you they won't have access to secrets. God wants me to tell some of us, it is time to wake up from slumber. A lot of things are passing you by without your knowledge. Why? Because you are asleep. A sleeping man is not at alert. A sleeping man is not at alert. Oh, am I saying it is wrong to sleep? No. But there is a time to sleep, and there is a time to keep awake so as to uncover all you need for your journey in life. I pray that no longer will sleep rob you of your destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. If you go further in that same chapter 2 of Daniel, verse 46, because of the secret he was able to uncover about his dream, Daniel 2 and verse 46, the Bible says concerning Daniel, when the king heard what Daniel revealed to him, his memory came alive, was like, yes, that is exactly what I dreamt. And not only did he give him the dream, he also gave him the interpretation. And then in verse 46, the Bible says the king commanded, the Bible says then King Nebuchadnezzar fell upon his face and worshipped Daniel. Oh, he fell upon his face and worshipped Daniel. Another translation says he paid obeisance to Daniel. I am praying that amongst our youth, amongst our church, in our church, God will raise men and women that by access to divine secrets, kings of this world, we bow to them in the name of Jesus. Oh, don't you know the Bible says, kings and queens shall lick the dust of your foot. What that simply means is it will cause men in high position to begin to seek after you. I decree that will be your testimony in the name of Jesus. He said, the king commanded that they should offer an oblation and sweet odors unto him. When I look the word oblation up, oblation is from a Latin word that means obletus, which means a sacrifice that pinches you. Because of access to divine secrets, the Lord made Daniel to receive sacrifices of men. I am praying that no matter what your present circumstance and situation may be for now, God will raise men. Because of your access to a secret, it will cause men to give to your bosom in the name of Jesus. Amen. Oh, in case you don't know, access to divine secrets can make you go through college without having to pay a dime. I have seen examples, many, many examples, too much to number, too many of them. They had access to certain revelation. They had revelation to certain mysteries. God gave them wisdom that is out of this world. And because of that wisdom, men who have riches, they will tell them, don't worry, I will take care of your studies. Oh, I am praying, as many of our youth will be going into college in the fall of 2021, as the Lord lives and his spirit abides, the Lord will grant them access to a secret place and give them wisdom that will cause them to excel triumphantly in school in the name of Jesus. Amen. Secrets are kept from public knowledge. They are kept from public knowledge. In the book of Genesis chapter 30, the Bible talks to us about a man called Jacob. Jacob was in the house of Laban serving to marry Rachel, and he was cheated. Jacob himself is a cheat, and now he met another, a more advanced cheat. If Jacob had a PhD in cheating, Laban has a double PhD in cheating. That is why there's this common saying, when you think you are smart, you will meet people who are smarter than you. If you think you are cunning, you will meet people who are more cunning than you. Jacob was serving, and apparently it was glaring that, Laban had cheated him from marrying the original wife he intended to marry, and made Jacob to marry two wives without his intention, but because of love. However, in chapter 30 of Genesis, the Bible says, Jacob requested freedom. You know, when people go through apprenticeship, it gets to a point, they said, I want to have my freedom. I want to be on my own. Jacob asks, when shall I go home to be with my family? And Laban would not let him go. But then Jacob went into certain secret place and he discovered the wisdom of genetics. And in chapter, let me read very quickly. In verse 37 of Genesis 30, the Bible says, and Jacob took him rods of green poplar and of azel and chestnut tree and peeled white streaks in them and made the white appear which was in the rods. Let me fast forward very quick. And the floods, verse 39, the floods conceived before the rods and brought forth cattle, ring streaks, specked and spotted. And Jacob did separate the lambs and set the face of the flocks towards the ring. For the story, the summary of the story is, Jacob uncovered a secret, and he did certain thing that has never been done before. And when the outcome came out, in verse 43, the Bible says, he was so blessed, and the man increased exceedingly, and had much cattle, and maid servants, and men servants, and camels, and asses. He simply became great by simple access to divine secret. I am praying again that in the name of Jesus Christ, the secret you need in order for that business that you're doing to blossom, the Lord will release to you in the name of Jesus. Oh, the secret you need to excel in your career in that chosen field of study, the secret you need to stand out in ministry, the Lord himself we give to you in the name of Jesus. I want us to know that God is the custodian of all secrets that pertains to the issues of life. And that is why he said, call to me. I will answer you. I will show you great things and mighty things which you do not know. Oh, youth and young adult, please listen to me very clearly. The Lord wants to unveil his mind to you, but these things are hidden. They are hidden. It requires you to assess him in the secret place so that he can unveil these things to you, because these are the things that will make you stand out in your generation. I declare in the name of Jesus that the wisdom you need, the perseverance you need, the separation unto God you need in order to assess the secret that will make you stand out, the Lord Almighty will release to you in the name of Jesus. Amen. The Lord speaking in Matthew chapter 13. He was teaching the multitudes. Everybody was listening to stories. But at the end of the day, the disciples, they went after him. They said, Master, what is this thing you mean? And he told them, it is given unto you to know the mysteries. Another word for mysteries are secrets. It is given unto you to know the secrets of the kingdom. But to those who are outside, it is still a secret to them. What does that mean? Every discipled, every disciplined child of God can have access to the mysteries of the kingdom. Because when you gain mysteries of the kingdom, it allows you to become master in all the affairs of life. Again, I pray that the mysteries you need to unravel in order for you to become a master, the Lord will give to you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, very quickly, how do I assess this divine secret? I have seen that divine secret is the secret to excellence, is the secret to standing out in my generation, is the secret for multiplication, is the secret for prosperous business ventures when others are struggling. What is now the access to it? Number one, the first access to divine secret is you must be born again. And everything I'm saying here, of course, a lot of our youth already heard in the course of the retreat. You must be born again. You must be born again. You must be born again. Until you are born again, you are spiritually dead. And a dead man has no alert in his system. A dead man does not perceive anything. Oh, please, until you are born again, you are spiritually dead. The Lord wants me to encourage you, come alive. Come into that loving relationship with Jesus. What do I mean by you being born again? It means you subscribing to the love and fellowship of the Father. Subscribing to the love and fellowshipping with the Father. It is commonly said, everybody can come to our house, for example, in Delaware, but it's only those who already have a solid, genuine relationship with me that can probably access my library or come into my bedroom. Oh, if you don't have a relationship with me and you come to my bedroom, I will tag you a thief. That is the way God sees a lot of people. The one who access secrets without relationship, it doesn't work. Relationship is the first step to accessing secrets from the Father. Relationship is the first thing. Look at Daniel in that chapter 2. He said, King, give us time. And then he called his friend together. He said, let us inquire mercies of God. It shows that they had relationship with God. What stood Daniel and his friends out amongst other wise men in Babylon was relationship. The other wise men, they didn't have a relationship with the God of all secrets. And that is why they found all of the requests of the king very hard. They said, no man can show you this except the gods. But the Bible tells us in Psalms 82 and verse 6, it says, you are gods and all of you are sons of the Most High. Daniel had a relationship with God. He himself knew that he is a small G-O-D and was able to access the Father to uncover the secret. Relationship with God is what gives you first access into the secret of God. And this relationship with God comes via the Spirit of God. You must be born again. Oh, Jesus told that rich man, Nicodemus, he came to him in the middle of the night. What must I do to gain eternal life? This man had riches. He had everything. There was nothing he was lacking except one thing. There was a void in his life. I want us to know that no matter the riches we possess, no matter the wisdom we have, no matter how eloquent we become, if we don't have a genuine, sustainable, and continuous relationship with God, it will create a void in us. He said, you must be born again. You must be born of the water and of the Spirit in John chapter 3. He said, you must be born again. And I'm telling you, church, in case you are there, you have not maintained a relationship with God, please let this year be a year of difference. The Lord has so many secrets he wants to expose to you. Oh, are you on the line to get married and you are wondering, oh, I love this bay, I love this boo. Oh, please, beloved, there is a boo that seemeth right to a bay, but the end is the way of death. Oh, that brother that looks so macho today can be the one that will match your life. If God has not revealed the secret of marriage before you, marriage can become a misery. It is only God that can reveal secret, and that is why the first access to this secret is coming to relationship with him. I pray that in the name of Jesus, everyone watching me and listening to me, this year 2021, we mark a turnaround in our relationship with God. In Jesus' name, amen. Number two, access to the divine secret is the fear of God. The fear of God. You have added repeatedly in scriptures. The Bible says the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of God. Now, what I mean by fear is not just you shivering. Oh, deja vu. No. The fear of God here talks about you acknowledging God and reverencing God, putting God into your considerations before you make your intentions known. Joseph in the Bible was offered what looked like a free opportunity. The master's wife told him, come lie with me, if I lay. But Joseph said, shall I do this great wickedness and fear and offend God? Yes, what came out from his mouth is a word of the one that fears God. When the fear of God is in our hearts, it gives us access to the mysteries of God. Turn your Bible with me to the book of Psalms, chapter 25. Psalms 25 and verse 14. I'm talking about the fear of God. Psalms 25 and verse 14. Proverbs 25 and verse 14.
Oh, Psalm.
Proverbs 25 and verse 14.
Psalm.
Psalms 25, I beg your pardon. Thank you, sir. Psalms 25 and verse 14. Okay, I see. It says, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. Oh, please, read it carefully and slowly. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. And because they have the fear of God in their heart, he will show them his covenant. The secret of God is with them that fear him. If you want to access divine secrets that will launch you to the next level, have the fear of God in your heart. Look at the man, Job, who was reputed to be the richest and the greatest from the east. The Bible says he feared God. Job chapter 29 and verse 4. He feared God. Job was a man who feared God. The Bible speaks about it in Job 1. He said, a man who truly feared God. Look at what he said. And because of that fear of God in his heart, he says, as I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle. Oh, the fear of God is one of the major principal assets to divine secrets from God. Oh, you want to embark on a business? Please put the fear of God in your heart. The fear of God is you acknowledging the personality of God before you make decision. The fear of God is simply you censoring your decisions in line with the word of God. If the word of God does not approve of your decision, then don't do it. That is what we mean by the fear of God. I pray that the grace to truly have this godly reverence for God in our hearts, even in the year 2021 and going beyond, the Lord will give to us in the name of Jesus. Amen. Number one, I say you have to be born again and come into relationship with God. And number two, I say you have to have the fear of the Lord. Number three, engage the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Engage the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Engage the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Oh, the greatest asset every believer has is the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, again, like we read, but now in verse 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and from verse 10, I beg your pardon. Okay, let me read from verse 12. It says, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Look at what it says in verse 14. But the natural man, a carnal man, that ordinary man of flesh, cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. You must engage the Holy Spirit in assessing the secret in the heart of the Father. The Bible speaks about the Holy Spirit. It said, the Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. Beloved, there are deep things in God. Oh, if you are blessed, there are deeper blessings in God. Oh, if you are wise, there are deeper wisdom in God. But this wisdom can only be revealed to you by the Spirit of God. We need the Holy Spirit to flow in the deep things of God. It is simple. No Holy Spirit, no secret revealed. The presence of the Holy Spirit is what guarantees secret revealed unto us. I pray that in any way you have truncated and frustrated your fellowship with the Holy Spirit in this new year, the Lord will restore that fellowship in the name of Jesus. Amen. You don't know it is the Holy Spirit that can caution you when you want to put your money into a certain business venture that you don't even know it's going to crash, but the Holy Spirit knows. The Bible says the God we serve is the one that knows the end from the beginning. He will caution you in where to put your investment. He will be the one to caution you into where, even in relationship, he will caution you, oh, don't go into relationship with that person. That person is not a genuine husband. It will be a horse band, the thing they use to beat a horse. It will be that husband to you. Oh, it is not many wives that are correct wives. Some wives, if you are not led by the Spirit of God, they will be a knife to your neck. I pray for every of you that will be getting married in a very short while, that the grace to be discerning, in order not to miss the bones and the flesh of their flesh, the Lord will release to every one of them in the name of Jesus. Amen. Number four, engage in a prayer of inquiry. Engage in a prayer of inquiry. What is simply the prayer of inquiry? It's a prayer where you are asking questions. Holy Spirit, show me. Lord, what do you have to say concerning this venture? Oh God, I'm about to take this certification. What is your mind towards me? Oh God, everybody is doing nothing. Should I go that route? It's simply you asking God questions. And the beautiful thing about God is he said in Jeremiah 33 and verse 3, says, call unto me and I will answer you and I will show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Oh, our human mind is too small to comprehend some great things. But when we make a prayer of inquiry to God, Lord, should I go in this direction? Oh, Lord, there's a lot happening in my family. Should I go and join them? Should I travel down to this city? When you make sincere prayer of inquiry, the Lord is committed to answering you. That was the same secret for Daniel. In chapter 2 that we read, the Bible says they sought the God of Israel, that he will show them mercy on this matter. I imagine them simply praying, God, what is this thing that this king had? Oh, it will be a great pleasure, Father, that you will reveal this to us. This will bring honor to your name. They are simply saying, God, show me. Lord, reveal to me. Lord, show me. Lord, everyone that truly asks, they receive. Haven't you read in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 7, Jesus speaking, he said, ask and you shall receive. Oh, ask. The Lord wants you to ask. This year, let it be your duty to ask of the Lord. Lord, my child is going to school. He has several admissions already. What is your mind? Where should she go? Don't make a decision without you asking, making inquiries of the Lord. Don't make a decision. The Lord can show you. That school that doesn't seem popular can be the mind of God for your child. If only you will ask. I pray grace to truly ask, the Lord will give to us in the name of Jesus. Amen. The fifth point I want to mention is separate yourself unto God. Separate yourself unto God. When you do this, it gives a unique sense of your quietness in your spirit. And there was an amazing story in the Bible about separation unto God. In 1 Kings chapter 19 from verse 11, the Bible talks about Elijah going to a mountain to hear from God. He needed to take certain decisions. He needed to know what to do next. And then he went to separate himself. But look at what something amazing happened. There were events. The Bible says there was a strong wind that tore the mountains into pieces. But guess what? God was not there. God didn't speak in the midst of that wind. And then the next thing, there was a strong earthquake. There was a strong shaking. But the Bible says God was not there. It says even the fire came, there was an outbreak of fire. God was not there. But then afterwards, there was a still small voice. And right there, he found God. Beloved, the Lord wants you to separate yourself unto him. In Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 1, the Bible says, a man, having separated himself, seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. Secret things can be assessed only in the secret place. It can be assessed in the midst of busyness. I know we are very busy. I am also busy. But you must learn to create that moment alone with God so you can assess. Oh, there are many decisions ahead of you. Please don't rush into it. Go into the secret place and assess this mystery so that you can gain masteries over the secrets, over the issues of life. I want us to know that God still speaks in a still small voice. Oh, you didn't hear that? God still speaks in a still small voice. He can direct you on that business to embark on. He can direct you on that relationship to embark on. Only if you separate yourself unto him. He says God was not in the strong wind. He was not in the strong earthquake. He was not even in the midst of the fire. But Elijah heard him in a still small voice. Why? Because he separated himself unto the Lord. When you separate yourself unto God, what do? Pick your Bible with you. Over any area of concern, you are trusting God's voice over. Pick a book, anointed books. There are men that have gone ahead of us. There are a million and over a million books that have been written. by anointed vessels of God, locate a book and then separate yourself. Oh God, as I'm praying, as I'm studying, show me. And then in the midst of your separation, be quiet in your spirit. Be quiet in your spirit and you will hear God speak to you. I pray that in this year 2021, you will not miss the voice of God in Jesus' name. Amen. As I round up quickly, number six is righteous living. You must embrace righteous living in order to access the secrets from God. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 32. The Lord was saying this to us repeatedly in the course of the retreats. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 22. The Bible says in Proverbs 3 and verse 22, I beg your pardon, Proverbs 3 and verse 32. It says, for the froward is abomination to the Lord, but his secret is with the righteous. And what to man be? The abomination to God. But those who live a righteous life, his secret is with them. Embrace righteousness. Embrace holiness. Righteousness living is what gives you access to the secret of God. The Lord speaking about the man called Noah in the Bible, the generation of Noah, they were all corrupt, very ungodly, but the Bible says Noah was a righteous man. And because of his righteousness, the Lord instructed him, hey, I'm about to destroy the world, build an ark. By his righteous living, Noah was able to preserve his family and the generation that is to come. Beloved, there's a lot of preservation that God is expecting from you, but it begins from the place of righteousness. Don't you know what Proverbs says? It is righteousness that exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to every man. Oh, if you are sinning, if you are not living righteously, the Bible calls you a reproach, and a reproach is an abomination. But righteousness exalts a nation. Sin is a reproach to every man. The grace to truly live righteously, to be in the right standing with God, the Lord will give to everyone in the name of Jesus. Amen. And finally, as I round up on this note, complete obedience. Complete obedience. The Lord will serve. In my little years of working with God, I found out that until you obey the previous instruction, you don't get the next instruction. God doesn't just reveal things casually. If he tells you what to do in the previous time and you don't do it, you miss his voice for the next one. What is that saying? Your obedience must be complete. It must be total. In this year, God wants you to be a sheep. What is one of the virtues that we see in the lives of a sheep? They are obedient. Obedient to leadership. Obedient to instructions. They don't see themselves as anything. They are sheep. They may appear foolish to people, but they have treasures with God. God wants you to be a sheep and not a goat. A goat is the one they talk to and wouldn't listen. Obedience to instruction is the access to the secret things in God. In Genesis 26, the Bible says there was a famine in where Isaac was living and was about to go to Egypt like his father. The Bible says there was a famine in Egypt, and Abraham went down to Egypt. Isaac was about to take the same decision, but in verse 3 and verse 4, the Lord told him, don't go to Egypt. Don't go to Egypt. Stay here in Gerar. And he listened to that instruction. And the Bible says, even though he was a farmer, even though he was a hunter, like Sister Bigbe shared during the course of the retreat, powerful revelation, the Lord changed his career. Obedience. He was an hunter, but the Lord told him so. And the Bible says in verse 12, and Isaac sowed in the land. While other people were experiencing famine, the Bible says he reaped a hundredfold because the Lord blessed him. Oh, obedience is always better than sacrifice. In this year 2021, obedience to instruction is one of the things that will guarantee your access to secrets in God. Obedience, obedience. In the world of programming, if you don't obey your instructor, you miss the result of programming. Oh, it's the same thing in the world of aeronautics. Every pilot that flies a plane, they have to follow instructions. If you don't follow the instruction as a pilot, the plane will crash. Oh, it appears to me a lot of people are crashing in marriage. A lot of people are crashing in their finance. A lot of destinies are crashing because they are disobedient, willful disobedience. This year, the Lord wants me to encourage you, obey completely. It may not make sense, but it will make you. Sometimes these instructions don't make sense, but it will make you obedience. Until your obedience is complete, you have no access to his secret. Remember, in order to gain access to the secret of God, you must be born again and be in genuine love relationship with God. Number two, you must have the fear of God in your heart. Number three, you must engage the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Number four, you must engage in a prayer of inquiry. Number five, separate yourself unto God. Number six, embrace righteous living. And number seven, complete obedience. When you put all of these to use, I am sure that God, who owns all secrets, he will reveal secrets to you in the name of Jesus. Again, remember Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29. The Bible says the secret things belongs to God, but the things that are revealed, they are revealed unto us and to our children that we may do the works of the law. Again, I want to stress this. Every access to secret you have is to enable you to serve the interests of the kingdom of God. The greatest secret of all times is found in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added cheaply to you. When you seek God and the interest of his kingdom first, everything that others are dying and laboring to get, they will come to you on the platter of grace. I pray that the grace to truly seek the interest of the kingdom this year, the grace to do all that is required of us in order to access the secret, the Lord will give to everyone in the name of Jesus Christ. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you this hour. Thank you, Lord, for speaking to us again. Thank you, Lord, because you have made us to see that there are depths in you. There are secrets in you, but they can only be accessed by relationship with you. I pray that for everyone that has heard this teaching, whether on Zoom, on Facebook, or any platform, I pray, let their spirit come alive in the name of Jesus. Lord, the grace to truly have your faith in our hearts, the grace to be truly, totally dependent on your Holy Spirit, the grace to engage the prayer of inquiry, the grace to seek your face in a secluded place, the grace to maintain a separate, a secret place with you, the grace, oh God, to maintain righteous living, and the grace to completely obey you. Lord, let it come upon us in the name of Jesus. And like you did to Daniel, by our access to secrets, cause the kings of this world, the kings in the marketplace, the kings in business, cause them to come and lick the dust of our feet in the name of Jesus. Over the lives of our youth and young adults, we pray. Continue to elevate them in the name of Jesus. The passion to be kingdom-minded, to be addicted to all that pertains to the kingdom. Lord, release to every one of us. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Glory and honor be to your name. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen. God bless you.